In the world of tennis, attention at the Australian Open has shifted from the legal courts to the hard courts, now that Novak Djokovic is out after a vaccine controversy. This tournament is Japanese star Naomi Osaka's return after a four-month break to focus on her mental health. Let's talk about the tournament now with Liz Clark, sports reporter for The Washington Post. Liz, hello.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Now, I understand that for the players, the Australian Open tends to be the fun start of the year. You know, it's down under, it's summer. Are the players glad that it's finally about the tennis now that this Djokovic saga is over?
Oh, absolutely. The saga that you refer to was 11 days of controversy. Everyone thought it would be resolved, you know, the next day, the next legal turn. And the closer it got to the start of play on Monday, you know, the more it agitated players who are used to controlling every variable and preparing without distraction.
Yeah. Okay, to the women's draw and Naomi Osaka. How did she look in her first match back after she left the U.S. Open months ago, tearfully and talking about her mental health challenges?
Oh, yes. She looked outstanding. You know, breezed into the second round in straight sets. Equally, if not more significantly, she looked happy in her interviews in advance. She has voiced happiness, you know, eagerness to be back. She's talked about the process she went through to reclaim a happiness that had failed her, as you mentioned, when she was last in a Grand Slam. It was a third-round loss. She was in tears. And she confessed, you know, she really only felt relief if she won and deep sadness if she lost. And she knew that was no way to continue with her career.
Yeah. Now, Naomi Osaka has drawn attention to mental health issues, to destigmatize these issues. Simone Biles has as well. Is that conversation starting to turn, you think, because of them?
You know, I certainly would like to think so. I think among their peers, among those who run tournaments, in some cases own sports teams, I think there's a greater awareness that there's an obligation to provide services to help athletes through these difficult periods. You know, the sporting public can be very harsh and intolerant, kind of with the shut up and dribble, shut up and play, you're a millionaire, we don't care about your problems. That's just the cruelty of at least a loud segment of sports fans. But I do hope there is more compassion and awareness that none of us, whether millionaires on top of the world or wage earners, you know, doing our best, is immune from mental health challenges.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the men's side of the draw, which is interesting. No Djokovic. Roger Federer is out with injury. Rafa Nadal is playing but recovering from injury. Who's going to win, Liz?
That's such a great question, and it's an entertaining one. You know, it's certainly, for the reasons you stated, the most wide-open Australian Open on the men's side in 15 years because no one has to go through those big three that are tied with 20 slams. It'll be a push for Nadal, given the foot surgery he's been through, his age. This is not his best surface, but he will pour every ounce of the heart and effort he has into it. You know, I think the three favorites are probably Daniil Medvedev, the Russian who just won the U.S. Open, who's incredibly talented and entertaining to watch. Germany's Alexander Zverev, who's been a Grand Slam runner-up, and Stefanos Tsitsipas of Greece, also a Grand Slam runner-up. So these are 20-somethings who've been, you know, next in line and are eager to claim this.
Finally, Liz, let's talk briefly about Chris Evert, 18-time Grand Slam champion, and she came out publicly recently with early-stage ovarian cancer, which claimed the life of her sister. How has this hit the tennis world?
Oh, just shock and sadness. She's one of the most beloved figures, not simply for her 18 majors that she won during her playing career, but she's returned. She's an analyst with ESPN that people have come to feel they know. And she's a funny, blunt, generous person. Those who do know her just think the world of her. And this, to me, is another example of Chris showing what a strong woman looks like. You know, she showed that on the court, and now she's showing it in sharing her diagnosis and sharing what led her to the diagnosis in hopes that others are aware.
Liz Clark, Washington Post. Thank you very much.
Thank you.